It is time for another Classic Car Chat with Al, and real happy to have Shane Beacon joining us from Titanca. This is being brought to you by JDR Seeds, as it is each and every week here on Al's Classic Car Chat. And Shane, welcome to the Car Chat program.
Thanks for having me, Al.
I want to put in a plug that the Titanca Car Show was held on the Sunday, I believe, Sunday the 24th was the car show over back in Titanca, right?
26th.
Or 26th. And so I gleaned a couple of interviews from that car show, and this is actually one of them that's featured in that car show. So Shane, tell us about the car that you own, and it is a very beautiful car, I might add.
Well, thank you, Al. It's a '66 Chevelle Malibu.
All right, and how'd you go about deciding to get this? Most cars have a story, Shane. In other words, they get this because it was they wanted this model car for a certain reason. So tell us about yours.
Well, growing up, I heard about a '66 Chevelle Malibu that my dad had, and so I always wanted one, and then after he passed away, I went out and I found one.
All right, so how did you go about finding it? Did one just, like, all of a sudden, like, in the paper or something, you said, well, there's one for sale, or?
Well, we had been looking for a while, so I was helping my Uncle Gary with his 42 panel truck and got in the mood to look for something for myself, and we came across one in Utah and started working on it from there. And what you saw at the car show is the car that it's turned into.
Right. So tell us about what it was to start with when you first found it. Was it as nice as it is now, or was it one that needed a lot of TLC?
It was a very good shape, clean body, no rust body is why we were looking for the car. It was yellow to start with, and then we painted it silver, and we put it in a 396 that had rebuilt. And then we put in a different rear end, Magnaflow exhaust, and a little bigger cam when we did rebuild the motor. And what else did we do?
How about the interior? Was that pretty original?
Interior is original in that.
And I would guess probably black interior in this one, or?
No, white interior in this one.
Okay, so that goes well with the silver color then, too.
It does.
And if it was yellow originally, why, it probably was yellow with the white interior, too.
So yes.
Very, very sharp car. Any other plans to add to your collection, or is this going to kind of be it?
I think that's probably it. You know, if something a little bit newer that has air conditioning so we can take the kids somewhere on a little bit of a day trip somewhere.
We kind of forget that back in the 1960s, air conditioning was still it was not so common in cars. There were a lot of cars without air in the 1960s.
Yeah, and we've talked about putting the aftermarket air into it, just haven't got around to it yet.
Yes, so yeah, and that is an alternative. They do have some really nice aftermarket kits that you can put in those cars that are pretty original now. So.
They do.
All right, well, gee, that sounds like a beautiful, beautiful car. I bet you enjoy driving that. Even though it don't have air, I bet you still love driving it.
I sure do. I think it's fun to take out, and it doesn't get as much use as it should.
I think that's true with a lot of classic cars. We buy them, and we love shining them up and keeping them nice, but we don't really drive them maybe as much as we should or could.
We don't. It's fun to see them coming down the road when you see another classic car or you meet them on a Sunday. It's neat to see that.
Shane, thanks so much for sharing the story of that beautiful car. Again, that's a 1966 Chevy Malibu. It's a two-door hardtop.
Correct.
Okay, beautiful car. Thanks for telling us the story, and I'll just say enjoy it the rest of the summer.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you, Al.
Again, Shane Beacon from Titanca with us on this Classic Car Chat, being brought to us by JDR Seeds.